Today, Kwaninam, the second day of Panchaganapati, the wonderful Hindu festival of the holiday season, for 5 days, worshipping the ever-giving Lord, Ganesha. It's December 22nd, and today we have a celebration of honoring friends and neighbors. Those are the people who live next door to us, showering them with gifts and love. We hope you are enjoying Panchaganapati and that in the ashrams throughout the world, it'll eventually take the place of celebrating Christmas. I don't know why Christmas is celebrated in so many ashrams that are Hindu ashrams or Hindu-based ashrams, because they don't celebrate the holy days of Islam, the holy days of Judaism, the holy days of Zoroastrianism. Only Christmas. Somehow, maybe a lot of Christian subconscious is there that needs to be replaced by a Hindu subconscious, a Vedic subconscious of the existence of God everywhere, of the laws of karma, dharma, and reincarnation, which, according to the Abrahamic religions, Christianity is one, that is a false concept, a false doctrine. So said the Pope of Rome. We have a question. It's about Ahimsa, and it's from Anchorage, Alaska. Hello up there. Are you getting cold? I will not harm others by thought, word, and deed. Question is, how do we harm others by thought? Well, thoughts are sound and color. And hateful thoughts are the darker colors, and loving thoughts are the more pastel colors. Somebody holds a grudge against you, you can certainly feel it, not only by their thought, by their body language, the expression on their face, their aura, and the thoughts that come out from their mind can travel even long distances, and you will feel those thought forms penetrating your aura and going right into your nerve system. Therefore, be careful of your thoughts, because thought is the first thing that you do when you manufacture karma. So you want to make good thoughts to make good karma. Another question. And this question came up right here on the island of Kauai. A visitor we had asked, if someone were to make money from illegal ways, but then gave that money to a good cause, does that make it all right? Well, no. There's good money and bad money. Bad money can never do anything good because it came from an incorrect source. Money's energy. Because money gives you energy to do something that you would not ordinarily be able to do without it. The more money you have, the more energy you have. Of course, people who are up to the neck in debt, but have a lot of money and are running ahead of their creditors, they are actually poorer than the person who's living on the street that has no money at all. So look at it this way. If $5 is given to a worthy organization by someone who obtained it from crooked means, it would cause that organization to lose something like $5,000 eventually. Because bad things cause bad things to happen. On the other side of it, if $5 were given by a little old lady, perhaps from her pension or from her savings, to a worthy organization, and that's all she had to give and gave it with a full heart, that would cause that organization, that worthy organization, to gain in its future $5,000 or even more, because goodness creates goodness. So those who have drug money from performing abortions, money from cheating other people, you're stuck with it. It's never going to do good. It won't even do you any good if you use it on yourself. And if you leave it to your heirs, they're going to squander it. It won't last. It'll go away. Another question from Southern California, from a young man, Valentin, who would like to join us on the cruise to Alaska. And yes, we're going to send you a brochure. We will do it right away. And he would like to know if there's any special mantra or puja to be invoked during that time of Panchaganapati. Om Panchaganapati, Om Panchaganapati, Om Panchaganapati, Om. Invoke the grace of Lord Ganesha. And we're looking forward very much to meeting you. So we'll see you in Vancouver and spend 7 or 8 days together among icebergs and whales, big birds and polar bears, and going within ourselves in the study of the wonderful Shum Chief lexicon, discovering the new you that's just hidden inside of you. Well, I'll be seeing you each and every one tomorrow, and my phone is ringing now, and maybe it's another question. Om Namah Shivaya. Take good care of each other, and happy Panchaganapati.